man of woman. Those waters flooded in and killed all their enemies. I know some of y'all watch the History Channel. And y'all read, but some people say, well, the Red Sea. And some is, they say, well, more than 50. I say, that's even more of a miracle. How in the world did he drive all those people? What's this? God is taking.
Yes, sir.
What is natural in your life? And he's about to reveal the supernatural. The hand of God is on your life today. You know my soul.
Thank you for listening to Prophetic Inspirations with Pastor Charles E. Brumfield Jr. We hope this broadcast was a blessing to your life. For more information on the ministry or to send a love gift, you can write us at Charles E. Brumfield Jr. Ministries, P.O. Box 2848, Hammond, Louisiana, 70404. Or you can email us at PastorCEBJR@gmail.com. That's PastorCEBJR@gmail.com. Live a victorious life in Jesus.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. I'm still on this, trying to get you to see the deceitfulness of Satan. And I heard a sermon this week, first of the week, that, and you know, it's just so subtle things happen. And people are preaching about the prosperity preachers. This guy was talking about how the Satan has made all these preachers rich. But I don't agree with that, and I don't think the Bible agrees with that either. And I got a couple of scriptures here I'm going to read to you, and then we'll talk to you about it. First, Abraham, man, God called his friend. And here in chapter 12 and 13, I'm going to read four verses in chapter 12 and four in chapter 13, then we'll talk to you. In 12, 1 through 4. Genesis 12, 1 through 4. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Now chapter 13 of Genesis. I show you, and Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich. Now it goes on to tell you what he was rich in. He was rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Now, if God, in Deuteronomy 8:18, it says God is the one that gives you the power to get riches in the first place. Now, I go along with what you're saying about some of the prosperity preachers. They have some of them have airplanes and all this kind of thing. But those things are convenient tools for them to work with. Now, don't envy. It's wrong to envy a person for God's blessing, because God don't run out of blessings, and he gives to each one according to what he can handle. Some of us couldn't handle having a private airplane. Some of us can't even handle driving a new car. But you can mistreat your authority. God gives you authority to do this, and everybody's got a place. You know, I don't envy. If you listen to some of these preachers have in high positions now, if you'd hear some of the things they went through. See, you've only probably heard some of these preachers one or two times. At one time, I listened to preachers for 10 years. on television, and I've heard some of the hardships some of them went through, like coming around the corner wondering which one of your utilities is going to be working and which one you're going to have to try to improvise. You know, that kind of stuff you go through. Now, God never said you wasn't going to have hard times. Now, you don't get so hung up in hard times that you figure this, woe is me, this is where I'm going to be, and sit down in it. God gives you the Holy Spirit, and this is one of the things he gives you the Holy Spirit for. It's the power to overcome these situations and take what he's got for you here on earth. So if you can't overcome these little obstacles Satan is throwing in front of you now, how are you going to overcome when the real fight comes on? You know, God is teaching his children to not only just to survive, but to be winners. Like I said, this is what I always wanted to be, was a winner, not just survive. Yeah, God's blessings, and he tells you how to get blessed. He blesses you to be a blessing to somebody else. Jesus said, the poor you would always have with you. But now he gives us, when you give to the poor, you loan to God. Feed the hungry. Help the person that needs help. They got all kind of organizations. Some of these organizations, some of them are maybe not doing what they say they're going to do, but you got people with organizations helping people, to feed people. You got hungry people in the United States. You got homeless people. You got people that need heat. You got sick people and all this. And you got organizations taking money for this. If you can't give but $5 or $10 or $15, give what you can. Share what you have. Pay your tithes and offerings, and learn to respect your brother as brothers, and no matter what situation a person is in. Because see, like I say, I've experienced some of life. I've learned how to live bad and learned how to live good, and I've lived bad and lived good. So you take it all and put it together and come. It's how you come out in the end that makes the difference. It don't make no difference how much hardship you went through. You in bad, you having a struggle with something, so deal with it, you know. But don't get complacent in it and say, well, this is my lot in life. This is where I'm gonna stay. No, I don't have to say. I may be in the mud hole, but I can see some light somewhere. I'm trying to go to the light, wherever the light is. That's where I want to be, and learn to be, like it says there in 1 Timothy 6. Learn to be content with whatever you have, because see, you can only wear one suit at a time. You can't wear 5, 6. If you got one suit, keep that one clean and wear it. You know, if you got one pair of shoes, keep them shine them and put your shoes on and go on about your business. Don't worry about how many pair of shoes somebody else got. Just keep yours looking good. You got one car, take good care of that one. And don't worry about somebody. If you're driving a dune buggy and somebody else is driving a Bentley, let them go. They can't go no further than you can go in your dune buggy, get you from point A to point B. Thank God for that, and keep on pushing. You know, don't get envied like the dog crossing the foot log. So young folks don't know nothing about a foot log, but some of you old folks know what I'm talking about when I say foot log. That's a tree we cut down across the creek or something to walk across, put a board on top of it maybe, and some balances to walk across the log. This dog was crossing the foot log one day and looked down in the water and saw his reflection and thought he saw another dog with a bone. He wants to take the bone away from the other dog, jumped off in the water and lost his bone. So it's the same thing with life. You worrying about what somebody else has got and fool around and lose what you got worrying about what they got. That's a deception of Satan. Satan can laugh at you because you fool around and lost what you didn't enjoy what you had. You lost what you had and you still can't help nobody. How can you help anybody if you don't have nothing? So I'm just as much against that preaching of poverty as I am against the preaching of prosperity. But prosperity, it works. the prosperity system works. But the only thing is, it works for anybody. Not just Christians. See, God is, it's like seed time and harvest. A man don't have to be a Christian to raise a good crop and a farmer. But I know farmers when I was growing up. I grew up on the farm. People that didn't even go to church sometimes had bumper crops of corn, cotton, or whatever they was planting. Because God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. And the sunshine it's knowing how to do what it takes to raise a good crop. And if you do it like God say, you have a good crop. And you'll get to use it. But the Bible says that the sinner stores up riches for the just. But you don't know how to get it. But the way to get it is to do what God says. And like the Bible says, people give into your bosom more than you can be able to handle. And God knows how much you can handle. See, some prosperity would be detrimental to some people. Some of us, it would destroy us. That same riches that somebody else used for right, when you get it and use it wrong, it would destroy you. I think of a man there in Las Vegas, a man that owned several hotels in Las Vegas. The man starved to death. I mean, had money, a billionaire, not just a millionaire, a billionaire. This man died, starved like somebody sleeping in the streets. And he owned several hotels. He had a hotel there where the woman used to go up and sit his food down in front of him. And he was too scared to eat, scared somebody wanted to kill him, or wanted to do something. You had to take a bath to go in to see him, because he thought somebody was going to bring some kind of disease, and the doctor had to examine him, had to take a bath and all that. And the man died starved to death. But see, riches, money, don't necessarily, and this is one thing that in the Bible that I don't agree with, and Solomon wrote it, said that money answers all things, but money don't answer all things. Some things that money just will not buy, no matter how much money you have. This man had more money than he could, more money than most people could even dream of, and he starved to death. I got another one in Las Vegas now, blind. He can't see. With all of his money, he owns several hotels in Las Vegas and back there in New Jersey. Got a couple of hotels there. Got some here in Shreveport. But he cannot see. The man walked into one of the statues or something he had in one of his casinos there in Las Vegas, and we had the people to take it out because it was in his way, because he couldn't see and walked into it. That man would give up half of that money, maybe, just so he could see. Think about the blessings we have. At least I can get up and I can see. I can eat what I want. There's another man that couldn't eat nothing but cottage cheese and fruit, baby food. You know, so having money is fine if you do what you're supposed to do with it, and any kind of power. See, money. It is powerful. That's just like knowledge. Knowledge is powerful. Knowledge is powerful, but only when you use it and use it right. There is a way that you can misuse anything. You can misuse your car. You can misuse your money. You can misuse anything and what it was meant for, and it won't give you the service that you're supposed to have with it. And I don't know. I'm just going on and on and on, but that kind of got to me hearing a man of God, and it shouldn't either, because so many people talk about the prosperity preachers. But I don't envy the prosperity preachers. I learn a lot from prosperity preachers, because what they're preaching works. But you have to work it. And most people don't have the guts, intestinal fortitude, as the educated people say, to do what it takes to get it, and they envy somebody that will do it. That's just like somebody envy.